Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. California's child care providers are sounding the alarm that they need more state support, and they may not be able to weather the pandemic without it. CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Charlotte Neal runs a daycare in Sacramento. She says parents start dropping their kids off as early as 3 in the morning.
These are essential workers who don't have the option of staying home with their kids. They need child care or they can't work.
Neal says child care providers haven't had an easy go during the pandemic. More than 5,000 daycare centers have closed this year, due in part to increased costs for things like cleaning supplies and Wi-Fi for distance learning, according to their labor union, a partnership with SEIU.
Without us, California would grind to a halt. And that's what's going to happen if the state doesn't wake up and deal right now with this crisis in our child care system.
Neal and other child care providers are asking the state to reimburse some of their additional bills. They say if more daycares close, there will be a child care shortage when California's economy starts to recover. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Another story out of Sacramento. At a meeting where the county board of supervisors there declared racism a public health crisis, Sacramento County's top health official used a racial slur when referring to Asians. CAP Radio's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
In a moment of support for the county's resolution acknowledging racism as a health crisis, Dr. Bielenson used a term that has long evoked exoticism and danger in regards to East Asian people.
This is a major area of interest from public health in general, and it's a crucial thing that we need to be doing to address the issues of the African American and brown and yellow folks.
Bielenson told CAP Radio that he misspoke when saying yellow folks after being put on the spot during the meeting.
As someone who's really prided himself on 30 years of a career fighting racism, I very much apologize for my use of the term.
Arthi Kohli of the Asian Law Caucus says the term shouldn't be used ever, especially in regards to anti-racism work.
The term connotes this notion of fear. The fear of the other, the fear of disease. And it's not a term that Asian American communities have embraced. And, you know, it's not a term that we identify ourselves as yellow.
The use of the term comes at a particularly challenging time, as President Donald Trump repeatedly blames the pandemic on China, and Asian Americans are increasingly targeted by hate crimes. In Sacramento, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.